So I know, Coach, that you're familiar with East Harrison. Look to be a team, but I've seen them a couple of times this year. They seem to be rebuilding. So, you know, you're kind of a typical 7 seed and that they've had some struggles this year. What are the things that when your team hits the floor at 6 o'clock tonight in your district opener, what will be you'll be looking for to make sure that your team is playing at their best?
We're going to be looking to play as perfect as possible. You know, at this point in time of the year, it's win or go home. So it's no longer about really who you're playing. It's just about focusing on getting that win. So the main thing we're looking for is that we just come out ready to go and we're playing like our backs are up against the wall.
You got a good win against Tri-County, as we talked about. They have, you know, Derek Curtis can score, and I really like their freshmen and sophomores that are in the starting lineup for that Tri-County team. You did give up a few more points, 55 to Tri-County. You scored 79, so a pretty comfortable win. Was the 55 any bit of concern, Coach, or was that 55 just more of the style of game that it turned into?
It was both. You know, we turned into a lot more fast-paced game than, you know, I think our previous matchups with them turned out to be. So I think we scored a little bit more and they scored a little bit more. But credit to them, they shot the ball well. You know, they had other guys step up outside of Derek who hit big-time shots to keep the game somewhat close at times. So, you know, it was just a blend of both.
With East Harrison tonight, Coach, what are your thoughts on East Harrison? What makes them kind of a dangerous team for your team to deal with tonight?
The most dangerous thing is just the fact that we've played them already and we've beat them twice pretty good. So sometimes those games, you can kind of walk into it with a mental edge of we just already have the game won. So I think as long as we come prepared and ready to go, that we should be fine.
I'm kind of intrigued tonight, and obviously you need to get by tonight until you look at Wednesday night. If you get by tonight, Gilman City and Mercer, do you kind of like the fact that, at least on your little half of the bracket here, Coach, that you're dealing with conference foes, teams that you know? I ask coaches all the time when you get to districts, so would you rather play somebody that you know or somebody that you don't know as much? Would you have a choice on the two, or do you like the fact that you have three teams that are conference foes?
I mean, I like a little bit. You know, I don't like the fact this will be our third time playing Gilman, and any time you have to play a good team three times, it's tough to beat them all three times. You know, Mercer the same way. If Mercer comes out on that top, we've seen Mercer a bunch of times, it feels like, this season. So trying to find a ways to beat them every time is always difficult, you know. So it's nice that we get to know who they are and what they do well, but at the same time, it's just that mental edge of understanding that we got to keep doing our job and, you know, try to beat them however many times it takes.
Your team has the same talent level the front of the season from game one until now, Coach, but your team has taken a huge step. You know, 23-2 is an outstanding record, and you've just taken care of your business, especially since Christmas, so well. In what areas outside of just their talent level have the boys made the most progress this year?
I think, you know, the biggest progress is we've seen other guys step up defensively this year. You know, in the past, Zach Cross has been our main leader defensively. He's always had to guard the best, or other team's best player. And, you know, I think everybody else is kind of starting to feed off him. You know, we have great rim help with Cole. Aiden has played a big role this year defensively. And, you know, Hunter, our fifth starter, he actually leads us in steals. He's done a great job of working off the ball and jumping into gaps when, you know, the best player drives. So I think, you know, just the fact that we all are starting to work a little bit harder defensively is where we just really have gotten a lot better.
And I think, you know, one thing you guys have too, and if you just look at a Grundy roster, you don't really see it because there's not a ton of seniors, but you have a ton of experience on your roster. So when you get into a week like this, obviously there's a lot of people that are looking at the potential of a Green City Grundy showdown come Friday night. But you're right in that Gilman City, they are a good team that certainly has the ability, playing you head-to-head, to kind of be a pain in your backside. And I kind of feel like that you guys have enough experience that, you know, come this time of year, you better take things one game, one night at a time.
We do. You know, I think that's the best thing. We have two seniors this year, but at the same time, you know, Corbin and Zach have played a lot of big minutes in big-time games. You know, Hunter Miller getting a lot of minutes last year as a freshman. So, you know, our starting lineup, as young as we've seen, we are very experienced, like you said. So they understand that everything's about one game at a time right now, that records don't mean anything anymore. It's just the only thing that matters is winning this next game.
Your team got to the playoffs 2 years ago, and if I remember right, last year you didn't get through districts. How hungry does that make you guys, the fact that you've tasted it before and now you didn't get it last year? How hungry does that make you to get back there this year?
It's very hungry. You know, I think we all know how fun it was getting to the playoffs. Winning that district title is always just, it's a big moment for a school and for players to understand that feeling and program to build off of. So, you know, we're really hungry. You know, we obviously know we've got three tough games we're going to have to win in order to do it, but, you know, the guys are looking forward to doing that.
You got North Harrison, Tri-County, 4:30 this afternoon. Winner plays Green City. Grundy R5, East Harrison, 6 o'clock tonight. Gilman City, Mercer at 7:30. Two winners of those late games play at 7:30 on Wednesday. Championship Friday night at 6. These are all up at Mercer. Coach, we'll let you get on the road. Best of luck with the game tonight and tomorrow with your Panthers. We'll look forward to catching up with you later this week.
Thank you.